August 15, take time to think. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. Lamentations 3:40-41. I would appeal to the youth to consider their ways, to take time to think, to weigh their actions. Compassed with temptation as you are, nothing will be sufficient as a safeguard against evil except the indwelling of Christ in your hearts through faith in his righteousness. You must practice his virtues, making him your daily pattern. Good character does not come by chance. It is formed by persevering, untiring effort. The youth should seek to make all that is possible of themselves by improving every entrusted talent and capability to the glory of God. The world's Redeemer says, "Without me ye can do nothing," John 15:5. Faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior will give strength and solidity to your character. Those who have faith in Christ will be sober-minded, ever remembering that God's eye is upon them, that angels of God are watching to see what manner of characters they will develop. Individually, probation is granted to you in order that you may form characters for the future immortal life. Precious golden moments are given you that you may improve them according to the light which the Lord has graciously permitted to shine upon you from the throne of his glory. Christ is the greatest teacher the world ever knew. When he abides in the heart by faith, his spirit will become a vitalizing agent to purify and vivify the soul. The truth in the heart will surely have a correcting influence on the character. Hold the truth as from God as a treasure of the highest value that must not be dimmed or tarnished by evil practices that are wholly out of harmony with its holy character. Under the divine influence of truth, the mind will be strengthened, the intellect invigorated, and that which is useless will be discarded for that which is pure and beneficial. Under the influence of truth, the Christian character will develop through the knowledge of the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent.